The effects of head sways on the phosphine. Sit down in front of your lamp. Focus on it for 30 seconds, then switch it off. Do the following experiment. Sway your head, as I have indicated, from left to right, with a maximum of a 45 degree angle, without moving your ear too close to your shoulder. Observe the effect on the phosphine. If you sway your head at the rhythm of 2 seconds, the phosphine seems dragged by the movement of your head. If, as an experiment, you move your head at a very fast or very slow rhythm, the phosphine does not sway anymore, or only slightly. So, there is a rhythm at which the phosphine sways much more. This is the first phosphenic phenomenon that I have discovered in 1959. I presented it to the Sorbonne University of France, to professors who told me that it was unknown and impossible to explain. I decided to start studying the phosphines after this event. All our experiments have demonstrated that the laws that govern thought and the laws that govern the phosphines are identical. The rhythm we are going to choose for swaying our head will be the movement that drags the phosphine. Curiously, certain species of apes practice sways at sunrise while focusing on it. The rhythm they use for their sways is the similar rhythm as the rhythm that drags the phosphine for human beings. Thinking at a rhythm of 2 seconds. Here is now the first exercise to produce rhythmic thinking with head sways. It is the simplest. Do a phosphine and visualize within the phosphine, for example, a small luminous white dot. You could use a different image, a flower swaying with the wind, a seesaw passing waves. It does not matter as long as you maintain a rhythm in your thoughts. Pick the thought that is most pleasant for you to use in this rhythmic exercise. In the beginning, a small luminous patch, like a little cloud of light, is useful to use. First, the shape of the cloud resonates with the form, the shape of the nebula. Nebulae, or clouds of dust in space, are the symbol of the original state of matter, as the solar system was a nebula before the sun and the planets formed. Moreover, it is a rather simple image to maintain, which will allow you to focus your attention on the rhythm, which is the purpose here. After you have practiced this visualization of a chosen image within the phosphine, which is technically an exercise of phosphenic mixing, start swaying your head, as we've just done, from left to right, at a maximum angle of 45 degrees. Perform these sways at a rhythm of 2 seconds, as it is this rhythm that drags the phosphine. Nevertheless, You do not need to pay too much attention to the phosphine, as your attention should be focused on visualizing an image and making it move from left to right, following the movements of your head and the rhythm of 2 seconds. The imaginary movement of the patch of light, of the little cloud of light, or of any other chosen image, should make this image go beyond the limits of the phosphine. Try and visualize the cloud moving from left to right, following the movements of your head at a rhythm of 2 seconds. If spontaneously your chosen image starts moving in the opposite direction of the direction of your head, that is, if your head is moving left, for example, the patch is moving right, and vice versa, do not be alarmed, as it is a very common occurrence. Keep focusing on the rhythm, as it is the main factor here. Every time your phosphine disappears completely, after about 3 minutes of sways, do another phosphine by switching the lamp on again. Now, you can try to sway like I have just presented before for 10 seconds, imagining that the object is swaying more and more. After approximately 10 seconds, stop the physical movement of your head, but maintain the movement of the little cloud swaying for 10 more seconds. Then again, resume moving your head, and of course moving your chosen image as well, and keep practicing this during the whole 3 minutes of the post-phosphine. When the phosphine has completely disappeared, place your little cloud of light or your chosen image in the center of your skull, and for 10 seconds again, sway your head the same way, but imagine that the cloud is going to move every time outside of your head. It is important that your mental image goes from inside your head to outside of your head. This process kind of opens you up to the outside world. Stop moving your head and continue the movement of the cloud for 10 seconds. Move your head again, but with very, very small movement, only a few millimeters. Someone sitting in front of you should be barely able to see your head move. Nevertheless, still follow the rhythm of 2 seconds. You will realize that at this rhythm, you can feel your brain moving inside your skull. Stop moving your head and keep imagining the cloud swaying. When you stop moving your head, do you have the impression that the cloud continues to sway by itself effortlessly? It is the case for 99% of subjects. Is the sensation of this movement carrying on by itself pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Most generally, it is pleasant. But if you use another rhythm, you might find out that the imaginary movement does not happen by itself and that it is tedious, a conscious automatism of thought. If you sit down and place your leg so that only your toes are in contact with the ground and that your heel is up, it is easy to produce a fast shaking of your leg. This shaking can be maintained without effort, but only at a certain speed. If you try consciously to move your leg at a different speed, you will realize that it takes much more effort. This phenomenon is a conscious automatism. Doctors call it a clonus. It is important to understand that the same phenomenon governs thinking. At certain rhythms, a thought can be maintained in a conscious automatism without effort. This is very important. We have seen that thoughts can be transmitted easily telepathically as long as they have a rhythm. This kind of telepathic transmission is not tiring at all. There is not much effort to perform. All you need to do is to get into the rhythm, and your thought will continue as a conscious automatism. At that moment, it becomes very easy to transmit by telepathy, as long as this automatism is very regular. The main question lies in finding the right rhythm. Thanks to the phosphine, it is easy to find this rhythm. When this clonus of thinking, this conscious automatism of your visual imagination is triggered, you will have the impression that a force surges within you. This phenomenon is what the Hindu call Kundalini. Phosphinism and the etheric plane. I met a priest who had spells of clairvoyance, and he told me that during these moments he would feel something swaying in his head. In the book by Raoul Montandon, Death the Great Unknown, there are several cases of near-death experiences that are related. There is the story of a doctor who, after experiencing near-death, said that he felt that his personality was blending with thin threads that were swaying inside his body from left to right, and at times from backwards to forwards. Then they would exit through the top of his skull and gather in a form that matched his form, a sort of double, outside his body. He then felt externalized into this double. Etheric plane is a classic esoteric term. It describes the first plane beyond the physical plane. It seems that the phosphine belongs to this etheric plane. Consequently, all properties that we discover for the phosphines is also a property of this etheric universe. This is why it is important to do a complete study of the rhythms of the phosphines. When we discover the rhythms of the phosphines, they are the rhythms of the etheric plane and of the etheric body. It is not so surprising that, on one hand, it is the sway of the head at the rhythm of 2 seconds that drags the phosphines, and that, on the other hand, persons who have experienced near-death or out-of-body experiences have often felt within their consciousness sways at that rhythm, that are sways of the etheric body. A consequence of this is that the lateral head sway exercise is better practiced in the evening. Practice sitting in a chair or standing up, combining movements of your head, of the phosphine, and of your chosen thought, as you've just performed. Then lay down in bed, do not move your head anymore, and continue practicing the mental sway of the image you have chosen while you are falling asleep. As this mental sway follows a rhythm that is related to the etheric body, it will produce a release of the etheric body, of the soul from the body, to a further extent than usual. While you sleep, you will have more interesting experiences and dreams that provide you with more important guidelines about the directions that you should take in your life. The effects of the rhythm of 2 seconds on attention and other cerebral abilities. Once you have practiced these exercises in the morning and in the evening, during the day you can resume the exercise only mentally, and you can do that often, maybe not for very long, but just for a few seconds or a few minutes. Try and do that as much as you can. The same process is true for all the other exercises, including phosphenic mixing. It is beneficial to practice these exercises mentally for a few minutes or even a few seconds here and there during the day. After a while, you will be even able to maintain a continuous rhythm in your thoughts while performing other activities, or even in public. The rhythmophosphenic function of the brain. I called this function, under its global aspect, the rhythmophosphenic function. The effects of sways are quite similar to the effects of phosphenic mixing: an increase of attention, memory, intelligence, the spirit of initiative, a greater calm, a more harmonious relationship to others, a quiet self-confidence when confronted by difficulties. It is not surprising, as the rhythmic system is connected to the phosphenic system. They form together the rhythmophosphenic function. The structuring action of rhythm on the brain. Similar effects as the effects of the sways can be obtained in a different manner. Listening to an alternating sound, in turns in the left and the right ear, set on a regular rhythm, produces similar effects. The sounds used can be whether a buzzing sound or a click. Various rhythms can be used. I designed a device for this purpose, the alternophone. If you place some sand on a metal plate, and if you shake this metal plate regularly with a machine, then the sand starts taking shapes, regular shapes. The same is true for the brain, and when rhythmic thinking is practiced, it has a structuring action on the brain. If you induce rhythms in the brain, you are going to produce such lines of organization in the brain, lines of organization of neural cells. but it is only by inducing rhythms in thoughts that you can produce a higher organization of the zones related to thinking. A simple physical sensory stimulation will not have any effect on thoughts. In all religions, using rhythms is practicing rhythmic thinking. Prayers, the rosary, mantras, transcendental meditation, all these practices have a single purpose: producing rhythmic thinking. Rhythmic thinking produces a higher organization of the brain, so the persons who practice it have statistically a stronger, more organized brain. You now understand that our goal is to produce rhythmic thinking, and consequently, it is advantageous to induce a rhythm in auditory thoughts at the same time as visual thoughts. The sound Om and the sound Ili. What could be the best auditory thoughts we could use for practicing lateral head sways? First, let me say that there is a great freedom of choice. It is up to you to choose a pleasant auditory thought. You can also choose a sound that we could call the fundamental sound of nature. It corresponds to the primary form of the mantra Om. This sound is a sinusoidal modulation. It is indicated in the Upanishads as the fundamental sound of nature. You can also choose a sound that is in analogical resonance with the lateral head sway exercise. Try the following experiment. Observe the tip of your tongue when you repeat le, le. You will notice that the tip of your tongue describes a circle. If now you pronounce I, 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 the tip of your tongue turns in the opposite direction. So, when you say I, le, your tongue sways. The double L is the consonant of head sways. For the vowels, you can try the following experiment. When you say I, 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 you notice that your mouth opens laterally. When you say A, 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 your mouth opens vertically. If you say U, 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 your lips move forwards. If you pronounce A, 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 your lips move backwards. And if you say O, 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 your lips form a circle in the middle of your mouth. So, the sound I, li corresponds to the lateral head sway. The double L corresponds to the sway, and the E to the horizontal movement from left to right. In order to maintain this mantra at a relevant rhythm, you will need to pronounce the two sounds one after the other on each beat, like this: Ili, 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 with the click: Ili, 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 Ili. So you will pronounce one Ili every second. Start by repeating this mantra in a loud voice, and then try to repeat it mentally, and alternate these two exercises. the anteroposterior head sway. Practice moving your head backwards and forwards, following the rhythm of the metronome. This head sway is equivalent to the lateral head sway, apart from the fact that the movement is a backwards and forwards movement. Try to maintain your head on the same horizontal plane and avoid moving your head up and down as if you were nodding. If this is a little bit uncomfortable for your neck, you can move slightly your upper body to accompany the movement of your head. What really matters is that the head stays pretty much on the same plane. The corresponding mantra will be A for the movement backwards and Lu for the movement forwards. The use of this mantra for this sway is slightly different rhythmically from the previous sway, the lateral head sway. If you remember, during the lateral head sway, there was a illi, illi with every click. Illi, illi. Now, what I would like you to do is to practice at a different rhythm. I mean, you're still following the same rhythm, but instead of having a illi, illi, you're going to have a lu, a lu. And again, a lu, a lu. Of course, at the speed at which you're practicing, which is probably slower than this one. Again, you will need to associate a mental image to this movement and to visualize this mental image moving forwards and backwards with the movement of your head. The vertical head sway. The movement of this head sway consists in moving your head up and down as if you were nodding, that is saying yes. Nevertheless, make sure that you do not move your head back too much. The upper position of the sway is almost the normal upright position of the head. The neck should just be slightly bended backwards, but not too much. During the movement down, you can move your chin close to your chest. It is not necessary to try to touch your chest with your chin, as this would only strain your neck. The mantra that is appropriate for this head sway is the mantra ala, ala. The sound a, as in Jack, resonates with the head sway, as you are opening your mouth vertically. Again, you will need to maintain a movement of a visual mental image that follows the movements of your head. Combinations of movement. The figure of eight. If you combine some or all of these head sways, you obtain other types of exercises. This first movement of combination is the figure of eight head sway. It consists in moving your head, tracing a figure of eight with your nose. This figure of eight is laying down on its side, corresponds to the infinity symbol, or the symbol that can be found in the first trump of the Tarot of Marseille, the magician. This head sway is practiced by certain Sufis. In the middle of the 8, there is a point where the line crosses itself. You should mark this point with every click. You can use the mantra Ili, again, the same way as with lateral head sway, but this time the click will be every time at the crossing line of the figure of 8. As always with head sways, you have to associate a mental image, a visual mental image that you have to animate with a movement following the movement of your head.